Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. 66 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. 66 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. 66 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
Does anyone want to run the net? This is WSAU.
Yes, I see. I run the net, but I'm also running the RC net, so I wasn't sure if this net will last more than 25 minutes, but otherwise I would have absolutely run it.
Once people really start talking, usually only lasts about 15 or 20 minutes, if that. It's still good to use.
Okay. Sounds good. If that's okay with you, if I run the net.
Go ahead, Stuart.
Thanks, Matt. QST, welcome one and all to the University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net. This net reaches every Sunday night at 8 p.m. here on the WAUM repeater, operating on 145.23 MHz with a minus offset and a 100 Hz TL. This repeater can also be accessed via Echo Link, node 301138, WAUM-R, as well as via All-Star Link, node 502019. The purpose of this net is to discuss club events, gain on the experience, and just to have fun. This is WSSC. My name is Stuart, located in downtown Ann Arbor, and I'll be that control station for tonight's session. When checking into this net, please give your call sign and your first name. I'll do things a little bit differently and first ask for mobile portable or short time stations. Any mobile portable or short time stations, please call W8SIC net control at this time.
Hi, this is November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave. Pedestrian portable.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor, Mike, in and out, I may be monitoring.
Okay, I got NFDK portable and KE8PWB mic in and out. Any other mobile portable or short time stations before we move on, please call WSIC net control. Okay, do we have any stations using EchoLink or AllStarLink? Any EchoLink or AllStarLink check-ins, please call WFRC.control. Nothing heard. Any other stations wishing to check in to the University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club net? Any stations, please call WFRC.control with your call sign and your first name.
Whiskey 8, Echo, Mike, Victor, Ed, Ann Arbor.
Alpha Charlie 8, Tango Oscar, Don.
Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar India, Sierra, John.
I recognize those WADMB Ed, KSA EMOT, ACATO Don, and KD8OIS John. Do you have anyone else? Nothing heard. Not much new on my end. I actually heard a ham radio operator last night, whom I haven't heard in years, on one of my local repeaters, and definitely enjoyed talking with him. And not a whole lot going on in the ham radio front otherwise. We'll start up with Dave and at SBG. Can I have a few comments? Stand by Ed, so thank you to SRC and the year by now.
Hi, thanks, sir. So WASRC and ASBE. We're out doing our walk around the neighborhood for the first time in about a week. We had been down to the RV radio network of Ball Valley in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And we actually were down there during the hurricane that came through. So we managed to ride that out. Pulled the trailer back yesterday evening, so we're all in one piece. And back to that, NASBE.
Thanks for checking in, Dave, and definitely glad to know that you have made it through Helene, so that's definitely a good thing. Okay, net control. This is WSRC. See who I have on my list next. Add it to the on beach. I had with your comments and stand by Matt from WSRC in the U of M net.
This is WADMV. Regarding Helene, I was listening to Broadcastify to one of the repeaters down by Asheville, North Carolina, listening to the net pass traffic and various people copying that traffic and taking care of relaying information around and looking out for other folks. So it was good to hear. Sad situation down there. I don't want to comment on things that I didn't hear about in any detail, but bridges washed out and people stranded because the only access to their home is over the bridge that's no longer there. With that, back to net, this is WADMV.
Thanks for checking in, Ed, and I was looking earlier this week to the Florida SARnet system on Broadcastify right before landfall happened, so definitely interesting communications going on there, and I'll have to take a look at that Asheville area repeater feed and see, hear some of that traffic through the archives, but definitely glad to know that that you heard that live, and I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, absolutely, a sad situation, and all the rain that was that came through that area. Thanks for checking in, Ed. Next up is Matt WSAU and stand by Don from WSAC in the U of M net.
Thanks for picking up on that, Stuart. He didn't do a whole lot radio related this week. Mostly actually spent the weekend kind of finally not doing something this weekend after spending the last few weeks doing some outdoor painting. So didn't do a whole lot this week, but and I guess being gray and rainy out probably a good time this game to help back on it. So we're just
Kilo Echo 8, November Kilo Zulu, looking to join the net.
Okay, so Matt, thanks for letting me take the note, and thanks for checking in, and I have you with NKZ. You'll be at the bottom of the list, and thanks for checking in. Next up is Don, ACAT, I'll be able to come in, stand by John, from WNFSC in the U5.net.
This is ACATO, Don Stewart. Thank you for taking that net control. I don't have a huge amount. I've been tweaking my Raspberry Pi 5 that runs my FTH station a little bit. I'm very happy with the performance of the Pi 5, and it makes a very good FTH station for about $100 worth of computing. Of course, you still need a transceiver and monitor and such, but I'm pretty happy with that, and I don't really have much else this week, so I'll just keep on listening. ACTO.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Thanks for checking in, Dan. Definitely glad to have you checked into the net. Next up is John KBAIS, stand by Lorenzo. This is WNFSC in the U of M net.
Hi, Stuart, KBHOS. Not much to report. I had a quick email with one of the students. They said they had an excellent turnout for the Yagi tape measure build last week. I've heard numbers, huge numbers, like 20-some students, maybe a little bit more turnout for the event. So it's great news for the club. Back to you, KB8OIS.
Thanks for checking in, John, and definitely glad to know of that club's turnout. That's definitely a good thing. Next up is KEANKZ Lorenzo, I'll be able to do comments, and then we'll take it into a second. This is WASRC at the U of M net.
WASRC, this is KEANKZ Lorenzo. Thanks, Stuart. So this good to be back down the net and everything. Can barely remember how it works, whatever. I think you have a couple comments about what you did there in the week or whatever. Very exciting week for me. I'm back on the air for the first time in 2 years and stuff, and actually, it's getting close to three actually now, and I'm glad to be back and everything. Got another HP after there was some, actually the other radio equipment I had, and I'm liking it a lot and stuff, and it's good to be back. Had a good conversation last night with a few people NG live repeaters, including Stuart, net control, and it feels real good to be back. KEANKZ, back to Stuart, net control.
Definitely great to hear you again, Lorenzo, and I can only imagine if I were to take 3 years off the air, and I could absolutely only imagine what it would be like, so definitely glad to hear you back on the air, and really good to make contact with you last night on the 1-5 machine, and definitely good to hear you on. This is Dr. Dr. CNET Control for the University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net. Do we have any additional seconds? Please call now.
WDZ0BCF
Larry in Houston. Megan is WDZ0BCF Larry, and Don, go ahead with your recheck, and then we'll go to Larry after that. This is WNFSC.
Sorry for doubling with Larry. ACTO, Don. I just wanted to echo John's statement. The antenna build, my work was crazy. I was only able to stop in briefly. But I will bet there were 2 dozen teams building antennas, and they were being often restless teams. So there could very well have been 3 dozen people there. It was a great turnout. I think Maggie and Mick took the lead on recruiting our president and vice president, and our treasurer, Kaleo, is an actual electromagnetics person who is kind of technical lead, and it seemed like they're doing a really good job, so that was exciting to see. And with that, I'll Hand it on off to the Red Larry episode in ACETO.
Can you see if I have it? Okay, thanks, good job. Thanks for the recheck, and I think I will pass it over this time to Larry. Are you able to do the RBCF? Go ahead with your comments, and then we'll take another round of check-ins from WSIC and the U.S. Bank.
Hello, Stuart, and everyone else on the net. The usual report, doing a lot of listening on the traffic nets, mostly down in Texas and Louisiana, and having fun doing it. Back to you, Stuart.
That's definitely good to hear, Larry, and glad that you're enjoying listening to those traffic nets. Occasionally, I like to go on Broadcastify and listen to some traffic nets from outside the area, and I remember one of the ones I in fact heard was in the DFW area of Texas, so I thought that was pretty cool to hear too. This is the WSIC Net Control Station for the University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net. Do we have any further check-ins? Please call now. Nothing heard. I'll take my final send back for any other check-ins or rechecks. Any check-ins or rechecks, please call WSIC Net Control before I close down the net. Nothing heard. This concludes the University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net. Thanks to all 9 of you, including myself, for participating. And thanks to you, Mike, for the use of this machine. Until next Sunday evening, the UMicNet is closed. Stand by for the Washington County Weekly Amateur Radio Public Service Clinic to take place. The pre-net begins in about 6 minutes over on the 145.15 N8 DUI repeater. And all are welcome to participate. This is WSIC clearing and returning this repeater back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3 to all WSIC.
Okay,
MK Zulu,
Charlie 8. Thanks for running on that, Stuart. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. No problem. Tell me what else I
see. Something gasped out there, Stuart. I only heard your voice for about the first 2 or 3 seconds, and then the last 1 or 2. Everything else is lost. See you in 2
Oh, I thought that was interesting. I was a little different. There's Morse code S for the previous tone instead of the end, so I thought that was weird too. But, yeah, what I was saying was, thanks for checking in, and if not, the rest of you were still listening, thank you to him for letting me run the net. I didn't think I was, I think it's been a couple months maybe, or even, longer than that since I was last net control, so it was definitely great to be back. Thank you, Ray Dust, I see.
Good deal. They did a fine job doing it. And, but yeah, that was weird. I was like, huh. Like, it was like the repeater was like transmitting, but there was just no voice on hearing it. That was weird. Stuart, by chance, did Kurt ABA's BC check in to hear it all? Whatever, I was listening out, hoping to catch him on here tonight, but I didn't get on the net till a little bit later. I was driving back home still from my girlfriend's place. It was a little late.
Kurt hasn't checked in to this net, but I know that sometimes he likes to check in. I think he likes to check into the RC net too, so he might be on that net too as well. And occasionally he likes to go on my repeater. I've heard from someone that he was on my repeater at one point, but I wasn't listening to it at the time. But, yeah, occasionally I hear him on the air.
Gotcha, understood. Yeah, he's another good friend or acquaintance of mine. One of my buddies from high school, my stepdad or whatever, also used to be on the air. He hasn't been on in a long time. And I was just, trying to catch him on the net tonight or whatever. but maybe we'll be on the Arps in that. Speaking of which, I'm probably going to jump over there and drop them out, and that way I'll be there on time. I'll catch you over there, Stuart. KMTZ back over WSRC.
Okay,
well, that
sounds good. And really cool that you have someone from high school to go back to a ham, because, I graduated from the same high school that you did. I was a class of 2014, so I thought that was kind of cool, too. Okay, sounds good. I'll meet you on the RCNet coming up in 3 minutes, and I'll get fly over to the 15 WSRC.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 66 degrees.